Verulam Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcast. This is Tony Rice and we are joined by long-term friend of the show. It's been a while since we've spoken to Sanjeev Mehta from KMDT, the fighting technique, which came from, I think, originally Israel. But Sanjeev has taken it and honed it and it's available to us in Hertfordshire and in Milton Keynes too. So Sanjeev, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Tony. Very, very well. And it's a pleasure to be here again, as always.
Sanjeev, you are genuinely one of life's winners. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you.
Lots to discuss. But I guess just for context, we mentioned there KMDT, Krav Maga Defense Techniques. Can you just give us, and for the uninitiated, precisely what that means?
So Krav Maga Defense Tactics, which is abbreviated KMDT, we've been going for about 6 years now, and we've grown enormously.
Yep.
And we do classes for kids, adults, teenagers, families, and women only classes now we've just introduced as well. Like you said, Hertfordshire and Milton Keynes. But what it basically is, it's a form of self-defense. And Krav Maga, simply put in layman terms, it means hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hands-on self-defense techniques that we will teach you, and we teach you realistic scenario-based training. Mm-hmm. So it's not about learning a particular type of style or kata or a repetitive move. It's actually being flexible with the skill set that we have and we teach you, and being able to adapt it to any given situation. So
what impresses me about that is that, and you'll know better than I do, it would seem to me that you, through the process of going through that real life scenario setting, you will just naturally teach your pupils how to become more acutely aware of the environments that they face in a real life setting, as opposed to, again, no disparagement on certain martial arts techniques and forms, but kata and this and that, they're terribly rigid, aren't they? And obviously, in a real life context, nobody's necessarily going to respect the fact that you've got to, hey, take a minute, I'm going to get my pose.
Absolutely. So there's a saying, and I believe it came from one of the top boxers. Now, I can't remember which one it was, but it's a world heavyweight boxer. And he said, everyone has a defense, the perfect defense, until you get punched.
Yeah.
And it's so true, right? So you could practice certain things time and time again. Until you actually feel what it's like to be hit, then you really understand how to defend yourself. And what we do is we do that in a controlled manner. So mm-hmm. we have protection that we wear, and it's very controlled. So you actually get to feel what it's like to be, gently, attacked. So obviously being ethical and morally safe as well. But we do that in class. And yeah, things change all the time. For example, someone may be right-handed that you practice defending against being punched from a right hand. But then what happens when someone comes to the left hand and punches you? It's completely different. We adapt to a situation and then we keep adapting to it until the threat is no longer there. And that's very important. Yeah.
And what I love about this isn't so much of the techniques, which I'm sure are valuable, could well save your life in our modern day context, but talk to me about the confidence that this will instill in your students, because that's the key for me. Whatever it is you do in life, whether it's tragically having to defend yourself, whether it's actually having to project yourself in a job interview, or just whatever the context, it is that confidence, isn't it, that is so crucial. Talk to me about how KMDT builds and instills that level of self-confidence.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people come which have been very shy. We've had people who've different backgrounds, autistic, ADHD, depressed. So they've been inside the shells. And my background, obviously, as previous listeners will remember, is from psychology and counselling. So I look at the person or the individual, or the couple or the family. And I try to see what areas we can develop to make them whole.
Yes.
And so fill them up with all the skills they need. And for example, I'll give you an example. So one of our assistant instructors, he joined us at 14.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't speak to a single person, not a single person in the club. He was very shy, very self-contained, mm-hmm. withdrawn within himself.
Mm.
And I could see he had something inside of him. I don't know what it was at the time, but I could see something inside of him, and I developed it. And now he's going for his testing to be a full-blown instructor for us.
How amazing is that, Sanjeev? I love
that. If you see him now, he's out there, he's talking to adults, teenagers, families, women, men, kids. He's teaching adults. Mm. He's teaching people who are going for black belt, and he's only brown belt himself, so he's five levels below. And he's got the confidence that comes out, he's oozing. And his parents can't thank us enough. But we do that with everyone. We build confidence. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bullying been going on in schools. Mm. And we get a lot of people that have been bullied or been affected by knowing someone that's been bullied. And we work with them and we build the confidence out. And like you said earlier on, it's the awareness, the way you hold yourself, the body language, the way you speak, you use your vocals, how you use that when you're being approached by someone. Mm. And it just makes such a big difference. And most of the time you can de-escalate a lot of things. Physical.
And within that, I guess what's astonishing is that you do offer this opportunity for so many people. And again, just break it down. It goes, mixed classes, and now women only, and also young people. So again, just a reminder of the various different opportunities that KMDT provide.
Yeah. I mean, we're over in Harpenden, St. Albans, Hatfield, Hemel Hempstead, Milton Keynes. And what we have is we have kids' classes, so under 10s. Then we have teenagers, and then we have teenagers and adults. So that's where the families can train together. If you've got a teenage child with you, you can train together. Then we have adults only. So, you know, if people want to train with another adult, they can do that. Or then we have, like you said, the women's classes. We've just introduced the women's classes now. And already we're getting an enormous response. And it's going to be a big one, that one. So, yeah. Because unfortunately, there's some women that they feel that very shy when they don't know nothing, and then you see a whole lot of other people there, and it's natural, right? You can feel a bit intimidating, and we don't want that. So,
Also, again, that comes back to my point with regards to the real life context, which you and your skills apply directly into. Sometimes, without willing to, just the way you hold yourself, certain vulnerable people, women, I would suggest, perhaps in particular, can appear to be nervous, jittery, and obviously, you know, a would-be attacker, that is almost like in the jungle context, that's like a wounded animal, isn't it, if that makes any sense. So I guess just to shift your mindset, develop that confidence that your techniques apply, mean that all of a sudden your need to use them, ironically, I guess, diminishes a touch.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And remember, we're also teaching people how to use their voice. Most people have never shouted before in front of strangers. They've shouted with people they know, and for them to shout to a stranger, stay back or stand back or whatever, or, you know, call for help. Sometimes under the stress of being under threat, they can freeze. So it's that freeze, fight, flight. And we bring that out of them. We get them to be used to being vocal, you know, get them used to standing in such a way and holding their posture and their hand positions where the person looking at them from a glance will think, well, hold on, this person actually knows something. They're not an easy target. Like, that's the whole point. We don't want them being easy targets. Yeah.
Again, real life techniques, instilling confidence. It truly is a powerful world that you lead people into, and they benefit accordingly, Sanjeev. As you've mentioned, operating out of Harpenden, St. Albans, Milton Keynes, a whole range more. For us to learn more, what's the best website?
www.kmdt.co.uk.
So fire that at us one more time.
Sure. www.kmdt.co.uk.
Fantastic. Now, I tell you what, you were very, very kind to share a little piece on Facebook, which was fascinating. And again, I appreciate a very humble man as you are, Sanjeev. Didn't want to position yourself as an expert in kind of dog protection, but it was fascinating because, again, a real life context here. And of course, in the lockdown period of time, there has been a massive upsurge in dog napping. And I know you, as well as loving what you do for KMDT, are very much a man who loves his dogs. So for sure. Great to see this video. Your passion came through. But once again, just give us a few techniques that we can all apply to be mindful of potential dog napping on the rise as it is.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And like you said, I put out a video and it had over like 350,000 views and over 9,000 shares. It's gone sort of viral. But there's a few techniques that you can do, that anyone can do, you know. A simple one is holding the lead. So how we hold the lead. We normally hold the lead with two hands.
Yeah.
Or we don't really think about which hand to hold the lead in. So I always advise hold the lead if you're worried about your dog. Hold the lead in your non-dominant hand. By holding it in your non-dominant hand, you've got your dominant hand to then fight off anyone who may be trying to grab the lead. Oh, so yeah. This is a very nice, simple thing you can do. Another one you can do is you can carry like a whistle or an alarm. It's an alert alarm. You can blow it. It's very loud. I don't know how many decibels it is, but it's very, very loud. And people will turn around and look. A whistle is another good one. There's another one where you can do is a criminal identifier die. It's available on Amazon. I'm not saying that's the only place to get it. It shouldn't cost you more than £10. Mm-hmm. But if you spray it onto the person who's trying to steal your dog, then it's very hard to get rid of that dye. And sometimes it can last up to 3 days. So it identifies them very quickly. That's a very good one. And a few others, like if you have a bottle of water that most people carry either for yourself or for your dog, if it's a hot day, that's a very good tool to fend off people with. Keys, again, I'm sure a lot of people have heard that. Just be careful if you're holding the keys. There's a way to hold it. It's on my Facebook video, but for more, or my YouTube channel. I've got a YouTube channel, Safe Tips for Dogs. The videos are all on there as well. And it shows you how to hold the keys as well, effectively. And that's a very good way. But just to remember that the key thing with all this is that it's only there to do what you need to do to get out of that situation. It's not there to continue striking, because then you could be then against the law. You just do whatever you can to get away. And like we talked about earlier, the best thing you can do is awareness. Try not to put yourself in that situation if you can help it. Again, use your body language, use tone of voice, you know, and try to de-escalate things if you can. Try not to find yourself in a vulnerable position. Little things like if you're going to go walk down a road and you know you have to cut through an alley to get to the other part, if there's another way around, which is more public, take the long way around. Don't go through the alley. If it cuts 10 minutes. 10 minutes of your life is nothing. Take the long way around. Things like that, you know.
But again, that's a different way of thinking, isn't it? So much of the time, we're in this constant rush to get nowhere in particular, just that little bit quicker. And you're right, just these little things, taking a moment to appraise the situation and then reevaluate how you're best to deal with that situation. It just makes a lot of sense. Sanjeev, you've blown my mind with the kind of simplicity of this, but there's an old one that says that things that are genius are often self-evident, but it takes somebody like yourself and others doing these great work to point them out to us, for us once again to embrace these great techniques, more importantly maybe to raise our confidence and get involved with KMDT. How can we do just that, please?
Yeah, just get onto the website. You can either Google us KMDT, or you can type in www.kmdt.co.uk. All the details there, contact details there, all our classes are there. There's a form that you can actually book a trial direct through the website. Come through to us and we'll get you started, no problem.
Absolutely brilliant. And I recommend it to so many people out there. Sanjeev, it's always an absolute pleasure to appreciate your time and company. I'll certainly look forward to speaking with you again very soon. But for now, keep well, keep safe, keep that mental acuity strong. And I look forward to speaking again very soon.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. A pleasure to be in the show with you.